Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and we're going to be talking about something that has been a great fundraiser for the communities in Almont, Carleton Place as well. This is it's a great event. It would be the Win 2023 Hospital Lottery, and to talk about it today is Al Roberts, who is with the Hospital Foundation in Almont. Al, it's always a pleasure to have you here, sir.
Thank you very much, Bob. It's great to be here.
And joining us is the man with the keys, Keith Bean from Bean Chevrolet Buick GMC in Carleton Place. Keith, we've spoken to you before. You're such a great community guy. Thank you for that. And thank you for joining us here today.
Good morning.
And it seems like every time that I talk to you, Keith, you're giving away a vehicle. You had like this lottery for the farming program that was at Algonquin College to give away a pickup truck. How did that go?
Really well. I think last year we raised $175,000 that goes to what we call Agricultural Experience Week. So we get the students out of the classroom and on the farms and agribusinesses all through the valley. So it pays for their lunches. It pays for the busing to get them there. It was a really great program.
And it's just one of many that are near and dear to your heart. Another one, of course, are the hospitals in Almont and Carleton Place. We know that you've been a key player in raising money for the new emergency department in Carleton Place. And this event, of course, the Win 2023 Hospital Lottery. Tell us about the grand prize here, Keith.
Well, it's $100,000 cash or a 1963 Corvette convertible. It depends on how much of a car person you are, but a 63 Corvette convertible is a pretty rare car. This one had a rotisserie restoration about 20 years ago, and it's really nice shape. It's quite a car.
It certainly sounds like it. And anybody who would like to take a look at it can go to almonthospitalfoundation.com and click on the link to see this car. That's a real Sophie's choice there, Keith, $100,000 or this car. I mean, that's going to be a tough decision for anybody who
we've all done surveys as we go along, AL, and it's like 50-50. Half the people want to take the cash, half want to take the car, but we'll see what happens in the last day. When we did this once before, in our first lottery, we gave people the choice of $30,000 cash or a 67 Firebird convertible, and he took the Firebird, and it worked out for him because I saw last year he had it in the had it online for $55,000, so he made some money on that car in a short period.
Well, there you go. Yeah. And Al, people have been buying tickets. You've gone through all the early bird draws and so on. Those have been a huge success too. But the deadline to buy tickets for the big draw itself is coming up on Friday.
That's correct. So if people want to see the car, the best place for them to go is win2023.ca. That's the website, and they can go on there and take a look at this spectacular car. It's going to be out and about again this week as well. If people are in Carleton Place, I think it's going to be at a couple of spots, and we're hoping to have it at Johnson's tomorrow, Wednesday, selling some tickets there. But Win 2023 is the best place to go and check it out, and that's where people can buy tickets online. They can stop by Keith's dealership and buy them. We're selling them this year using what are called handheld devices. Anybody that goes to a Sens game would be familiar with buying 50-50. We're doing the same thing. You can buy them at either of the hospitals as well. So lots of opportunities, and people are taking advantage of those opportunities. We're just so thrilled that it's going so well, and it's going to be an exciting night Friday night at the Pakenham Canada Day Parade. Keith's going to go around twice as part of the parade with the car. And as long as he's not too dizzy, then we're going to announce the winning ticket. And we're going to announce the winning 50-50. Someone, like, that's been the cool thing about this year. We've been able to not only sell the Win 2023 tickets. You can win the car or cash, like Keith said, but we also have a 50-50 component, and the 50-50, I think, is up to $37,000 this morning. So there's an opportunity to win that kind of cash as well. So somebody's going to be a pretty happy Canada Day celebrant, that's for sure. You have to get your tickets by 7 p.m. on Friday.
And we should mention too that the car is red. So Keith, that fits this Canada Day motif perfectly, doesn't it?
Yeah, we were actually, Chris O'Lowry, the mayor of Elmont, was actually in the parade with me last year in that car.
Oh. So
we're going to do it again, but this time we're going to give it away at the end of the parade.
And that's right. You mentioned that we could you could go into the dealership in order to pick those up. That's 375 McNeely Avenue in Carleton Place. Keith, what was it and what is it about the hospitals that really keeps you coming back to, and it's not just you, you're very adamant about this. It's all of your staff. Everyone there just gets so involved and is so driven to raise money for these causes. But what about the hospital foundation really speaks to you?
Well, it's so personal. I have Crohn's, so I've, counted on hospitals over the years. I have my kids in and out, everybody of our family, and, someone here, if they get hurt, we take them over to Carleton Place Hospital, we get served right away. Like, it's just near and dear to everybody, and it's so important. Before I got involved in this, I had no idea that the province doesn't supply all the stuff that's in hospitals. No idea. So, like everything from, your monitors to the bedpans to the beds themselves, the foundations have to raise money for that. As my mom was a nurse, so we've been in the healthcare industry forever, and we just want to help out and make sure that it's our money is going to the right place.
And Al, you've been working at this for years, and what Keith was just talking about, how the foundations in these hospitals are the ones that have to raise money. We talk about it every year on the Radiothon, and we have you folks on and your counterparts from Carleton Place, Perth, Smith Falls, all on to talk about that to help raise awareness. But where will the money from this particular lottery be going? Is it earmarked for anything in particular?
For the Elmont General Hospital Fairview Manor Foundation, these funds will go towards clinical equipment. So as Keith just mentioned, each year the hospital gives us a list of equipment that they know they need to either replace or purchase. And our foundation, this year we're giving about $560,000 to the hospital to purchase new equipment. As well, some of the funds will go towards our big priority is our CAT scan campaign, and we're closing the gap all the time. It's a $3.2 million campaign to bring CAT scan to the Elmont General Hospital. We've raised about $2.5 million, probably 2.6 now. And so we have about $600,000 more to raise towards the CAT scan. So some of it will go there. And then at the Carleton Place and District Memorial Hospital Foundation, as Keith will tell you, they're involved in a fantastic campaign to bring a new emergency department to their hospital, which will be a game changer for the people that make use of that hospital. And some of the money is also earmarked towards, again, that hospital provides a list of clinical equipment that's needed. I think some of the equipment is for the new Emerge, Keith, if I'm not mistaken, but and as Keith said, people are always surprised. When my colleague Robin and I are out talking to, people, the government doesn't fund that. They find that so hard to believe. And that's why community foundations, hospital foundations like ours, are so thankful for the communities that step up, and they play a role in determining the level of healthcare they get in their community by supporting the foundations through donations, raffle tickets, Win 2023 tickets, making a gift in your will, going to a dance-a-thon, a run-a-thon, whatever. There's lots of ways we raise money, and people choose the way that they want to help support, and we're thankful. We're so thankful for every way that they choose to support, and we're so thankful to Keith and Bean, Otto, Keith was involved in this at the ground level, and it was his kind of idea that if he gave a car, could we multiply the value of that car and turn it into, if he was able to give, a $30,000 car, could we turn it into $100,000, $150,000? And that's what we've worked at over the years. And this year is going to be, we're doing so well, and it's so exciting to see all those tickets sold and to see kind of Keith's concept of he wants to multiply the amount of money that we're going to get, and each hospital is going to do really well. And it's thanks to the ticket buyers. It's thanks to the other people that supplied early bird prizes. It's thanks to our volunteers who have been out selling tickets for us with the car. The car is just like honey, as you can imagine, Bob. You put the car any place and it attracts people like you wouldn't believe. It's just a phenomenal looking classic car. And so we're thankful for all the people that are supporting the event. And of course, the two foundations are so thankful for Keith's support.
How does it make you feel to hear that, Keith?
Well, I'm just part of a whole team. Like, it's amazing that all the people from the two foundations, you know, Sophie and Alan in Almont, and Allison and Amber and Robin in Carlton Place, and all the volunteers that help out. And then all the people who've donated prizes, like Rob Carpenter donated a barbecue, and Tom Levi, Milwaukee Tools, like $4,000 worth of Milwaukee Tools, and Thrall Power Sports donated an ATV, like, and then the two grocery stores, the two independents, Almont and Carlton Place, they donated a shopping spree. We had so much fun with that. You know, the winners got to go and see how much they could put in a cart in 5 minutes. It was pretty cool.
That is awesome. And really, when you think about it, the level of care in Eastern Ontario, and Al, I know that you speak, like you mentioned, with your counterparts at the other foundations, we speak with them as well. But Keith, you and I, as two people who don't work for hospitals, but are patients in the area, I know that for me, I feel a lot better knowing that there's going to be another CAT scan in the region. There's going to be all the services offered in Carlton Place, including that incredible new emergency department that's coming in Smiths Falls, the new MRI machine that's coming and will serve people in your communities as well. And you go back even to Perth and the cancer center that is open there, and being able to treat people there is just absolutely remarkable. In all cases, this is the gift of time, because people do not have to go to Ottawa, do not have to go to Kingston to get these tests. So it, regionally, I'd say, and Keith, again, your unprofessional opinion, such same as mine, it looks like we're in pretty good shape, and it certainly should make residents feel much more comfortable.
Yeah, well, I think it's great, especially the way Almont and Carlton Place work together. They have two emergency departments, but you know, the birthing in Almont and Fairview Manor in Almont, a lot of the small surgeries and stuff that they do here. I talk to people from all over, and they, well, I was in Carlton Place to get my knee fixed, and I had no idea, right? Coming from the city to do that. So, you know, it's just awesome to live here and see all the hospitals, Perth and Smiths Falls, working together. So we all have something different to offer, and that'll keep the hospitals going so the province can't close them down, right? That's the main thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100% keeping that care local and attainable and accessible. So before I let you go, gentlemen, Al, perhaps you can tell us, how can people get tickets right now after they hear us have this conversation?
Win2023.ca. Just go online. Yeah, it's the easiest way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You both wanted to get in on that. You're both so darned excited to get people to buy these tickets. So one more time there, Al. It's
win2023.ca is the best place to go. And you can buy your tickets online, one for 25 or five for 100. And we also have a larger bundle as well for $300. And then you can buy your 50-50 tickets. You have to have bought a win ticket to buy a 50-50, but then you're in on that 37,000 draw. And I'm sure by Friday, that's going to be $40,000-$45,000. We're hopeful. And of course, the two foundations split the other half of that. So it's fantastic.
Any final thoughts on this, Keith, before we let you go?
We just appreciate everyone's support. So many people have dipped in their pocket for $100 and or $200 or whatever they put in. And we really appreciate it, because it helps all of us too.
Well, I would like to thank both of you gentlemen for all the things that you do for your communities. And you both always say it is such an incredible team effort. And really, that's what we need, is communities coming together in order to make things like this happen. So thank you to the both of you for being here today.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Have a good day.
Our guest today on In Focus from the Hospital Foundation in Almont at the Fairview Manor as well, Al Roberts, and of course, Keith Bean from Bean Chevrolet Buick GMC in Carlton Place. Thanks so much for listening. Again, it is win2023.ca to go and get your tickets today. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.